Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, which is a beta run. This is a test run. Do for self. Run by the show is hosted by Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, and his show is a Do for Self. I believe it's Halal Incorporated, the Halal Industries, and I apologize if I'm not exactly saying it right. We want to see if we could fix a problem. Alhamdulillah. So we open up in God's name, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. What did we say? We first say, we seek refuge with Almighty God from Satan and rejected. We say, O Dubilahi, and the Shaitan and the Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Iyaka Nabodawa, Iyaka Nasta'in, Iyaka Swato Mustakim, Swato Dina Ta'alayhim, Waibo Bakhti Ta'alayhim, Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah, I don't see anybody in the queue. Anybody listening, press 1 on your phone so I can see you and bring you into the queue so we could finish this beta run and see if we can make a little progress. Anybody listening to me, alhamdulillah, let me also, because I'm trying to do a couple things one time. I'm on my job selling. But if anybody could hear me, press 1 on your phone. Let's see if I can bring you into the conversation. Oh, Egba. Yeah. Hold on a second. So apparently then, how you doing?
Like that.
Not small.
Small. Yeah, I need to get small. But I'll be checking with you, but I'll come next.
Okay.
I'm going to be checking with you. I'm going to keep coming
from you. All right. So I might get tired. Okay. How you doing? Yeah, I'm a vendor that found you here. All right. All right, bro. We got 215. 215. Okay, you press 1 on your phone, and we got 267. All right, let's see. Assalamu alaikum. I'm gonna press 1. I cannot press 1. All right, but 267. That's Imam Wali.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it seems like when I call in, myself. Okay. See if you could get a pen and pencil out, and I'm going to open up the other brother's side, too. Other brother might want to have some input. Okay, do you call into what they call the host call-in? Do you call into 844-200-4449 every day that you...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You call into that number, huh?
Yeah, and then I...
Hold on a second. I hear a real bad echo, and I can't understand you. Brother, okay, I'm going to put the other brother off the... I'm going to put the other brother back on mute. All right. Okay, now, you said, what did you say, brother?
Once I dial 844-200-4449, it actually put in my PIN number,
which I put in the one you gave me, 337-235-6858, and hit the hash pound. And it doesn't, once we end, I mean, I'm in, they can hear me on the line, on their line, Brother James and Brother Nate. So we know that the voice, just like we can hear you now, but at the time we're doing it, on your board, on your computer, your laptop or whatever,
we can't see
nobody's number, the host or nothing. The frame is there for the studio, but it don't line up where there's anybody's name shown, or on the opposite side where you could bring in the PSA. You can't. It's nothing over on that side. So
right now
it appears.
So hold up one sec. I just got to hold up. Just a little brief conversation here. Hold up. I know it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Big one's the 40, and there was the 20. Yeah, okay. So you do dial into 844-200-4449. And,
yes.
Okay, now, I've never did a PSA, maybe on my side, I need to program that or set that up. But it just seems like you ought to be able to at least now when somebody call in, you're not going to see their name. All you're going to see is their
number. Yes, mm-hmm. I don't even see my number. That's what I was saying. No numbers come up, no PSA come up, and the actual screen, the studio. What do you have written on yours?
Okay, well, let me see. Let me put my glasses on. Hold on a second.
Yeah, what's the heading?
All right, just a second. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let me see. Just one second.
Yes, sir. Please, sir.
What I did, I hit studio. In order to get me to the
yes.
studio, I
That's right.
hit. If
yes.
you don't see studio, it's another way you get to it. What you got to do is you got to press what they call, not studio, dashboard. If you hit
okay,
dashboard,
so now,
Go ahead. What
do you say? Yeah, what I was getting ready to say, I'll try dashboard now. I usually hit studio, but what's on the screen, in the center of the screen, right now, and I got CWSC National Town Hall straight to the point, 50-year human family and Alice Lyman focus.
No.
So I don't
okay,
get,
now that
I get,
don't have
I get
nothing.
360.
That,
I know. I
that
know.
Doesn't have
That's what
any,
I say.
Anything to do. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just saying.
No.
I know it. We haven't had your screen not once. We're able to talk. We know somebody hears because we turn it on here and other people, we got other people that will tell us that they're here. But they can't call in because their number won't show up. All I'm saying is the studio we get is not your studio. The voice and everything that's going out is on yours, if you follow my meaning.
Right.
Yeah. We only follow the listener.
Right, right. Yeah, it shouldn't be crossed because I got my own, what's it called, credentials or something, my own numbers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It
yeah.
shouldn't be It shouldn't be mixing up with the 50-year, all that.
Yeah, I agree.
I tell you what we'll do. Okay, let's go ahead. Go ahead.
I just hit dashboard.
You hit dashboard. Okay,
yeah.
Now do you see studio?
Yeah, there's a studio down there. That's how I usually get in. Let me pull it up. I'll pull it up.
Okay. Okay, now the thing is Blog Talk can tell you now, two people can't do it at the same time.
Yes, yeah,
on,
that's
on
right.
Only one person could log in at the same time, because they'll tell you,
yeah.
Someone is already logged in and
yeah,
you can't do it, you know. Okay,
yeah,
all right, now,
that's
here's
how
what I'm going to do.
On. Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up. I'm not going to end the episode, but I'm
right.
going to just log out. And you log in, And when you log in, go to dashboard. If you don't see studio, go to dashboard.
Yeah.
It'll be another link called studio. And let's see what's happening then. Okay?
Okay. And I did do both of them. Yes. I see them all the time. But it don't put me in your screen for some reason.
Well, okay. It's because I did it. Okay. I'm going to log out. So you log back in. Let's see let's see what happens. Okay, when you log in now, go to, now if you don't see, when you log in, if you don't see just straight studio, press dashboard,
yes,
and then it'll break. Okay, all right. Okay, kind of play around with it a little bit. All right.
All right. Now,
I'm going to hang out.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to hang up and log out.
All right.
You log in.
Yeah, I see your number up there.
Is that right? That's right. Yeah, because I logged in. All right. Well, now I'm gonna hang up and log out. So you log in and see what, let's see what happens, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Matter of fact, that ain't your number though. That I'm looking. I said the number I'm looking up here. It's a two. It's a three. I was looking at something else, but that's not your number. So I don't see your number of it, but I know you got it because when I tried to log in, they said it was already one host in the box.
So,
so to speak.
What number do you see now?
No, there was a number I thought was your number. It's a 314, but yours is a 213. So it ain't yours.
Yeah, right.
I don't see your number nowhere on the screen.
I think that 314 is them brothers from like St. Louis. Brother, what's his name? Kareem Hamid, and somehow it's cross-pollinating somewhere in there, you know.
Right.
Either your number or something is logged into there, and it's bringing you into my number, and that shouldn't be.
Yeah,
314. That's Mark Shaheed and the brothers from St. Louis.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
I'm gonna hang up and
log out. Okay.
Okay, not a problem.
All right. I'm like, All right.
Hey, the small pictures are 20, big ones are 40.
You reach out to him, right? We can reach out to him and let him know that I finally got in. Seemed like it.
You're supposed to say more than that. You're supposed to say, block the talk radio. Actually, give us the cue.
Yeah. Yeah. You can hold up a minute, Jack, but we didn't get in yet. So hold up a minute.
keep calling.
How you? I mean, I'm working to get in.
Yeah,
you can hear
okay. About Wally.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. I pressed one on the phone. You couldn't see my hand go up?
Yes, I do. What, you the 314?
No, I'm not 314. I'm 213.
No, I don't see nowhere on it. Let me scroll down the whole thing. In other words, the screen I got is 360, AM 360. Now, Nate say he hearing me on the phone. But no, I scrolled all the way down. I don't see you at all. Matter of fact, you know how when you're the host, your number shows up? My number don't even show up. So, you know what I mean? For some reason, this is AM 360 screen. It's
right.
The same number, but it ain't jumping over to when it hits your passcode, you know what I mean, your PIN number, it ain't jumping into another one. And it never had since we've been on it. But we can, like someone, they can hear me talking now on the phone for your station.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know why it's jumping over to 314 and it has a different name and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has something to do with your phone number, I think. Yeah.
It shouldn't. It should be that second number should take us out of AM 360. And the PIN number you give us?
Mm-hmm.
Because on the studio pad I got here, the PIN number, the host PIN number that I use like on Wednesday when we do our program, it's the 524042 number. Whereas right, that ain't the number that was hitting. We're hitting the 337 number that you gave us, 2357, you know, 685. So
yeah, I think the only thing I can think of, and this is just from a layman, is your phone is programmed into the system from AM 360 and CWSC and all that. Your phone number.
Might be. I'll try James or Nate's phone and see what happens.
Yeah. You might have. Yeah. Okay. You want to try that now? Okay,
yeah.
I'll hang up and log out and see if you get another the number. Okay. That's a good idea. Good idea.
All right. Wait a second.
Oh, all right. I saw it. They didn't hear the Block Talk Radio. I didn't hear that. They reconnected you now. That's what I was. Wait a minute. Just call the number in and see it, and I'm going to talk. Okay. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Nate Muhammad. We apologize for having difficulty, but we are still working on our panel, straightening little technical problems out. But nevertheless, welcome to another edition of Halal Industry. Do for self. With your host right now, Nate Muhammad. We're still working to get everything straight, but there's a little problem. We just iron out. We already got to iron out all the little crap in anything. We start new. But we also like to thank Brother Amin Muhammad for granting us the opportunity to share our vision. To share our vision and to establish a model community. Community we're talking about is an example to mankind or for mankind. We appeal to the African American people, descendants of slaves of America, that we want you to unite. unite in the cause of doing things according to what our Almighty God and Lord want us to do.
No, he on the phone. He don't even have a speaker on his phone.
We look at our situation, and basically all our conversation, all our hardship comes from our lack of working as one. That's why the first thing we want to do is unify. It's very important that we unify. So if we can unify, that will solve about one third of our problem. The other third is that we have to do for self. Be independent of this society. Right now, under our present condition, we was always depending on this society to help us establish whatever we means that we need to survive as a people. We want to independent. We want to become independent of all of that. We want to be able to delegate, dictate what comes in our community and what stays in our community. That is our whole criteria. What we are, we look to Allah for guidance.
No, we
for guidance. And if we can get the guidance from Allah, that will help us build confidence, to establish our confidence that we can be successful. But the first thing we have to be is a model to each other, a model of doing what Almighty God wants. And a model is nothing but an example.
Okay. So
once we become the example, the people can identify with us. You know, right now, they got all kinds of images we're looking at as our people, especially in our community. We don't know who we want to be. We get to the point that we wanted to be Muslims. Damn, we don't know what kind of Muslim we want to be. We want to follow every other sect that's out here. But it's up to us to determine which way we want to be. We come from the legacy of the Imam Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with it. I think personally that they are more set us up to be more of an example to, especially to our people, because our people with this society is like a cesspool of blight we live in. It showed us how we rose above all that,
yes,
rose out of that context.
All right. All right.
And our destination was to be halal.
Mm-hmm.
That's our whole objective, is being halal. You can't establish a model community unless you halal your lifestyle, permissible by God, in accordance with God, with God's name, all on what we call a God's name. And that's only a upright person that's fair and honest to the people. Approach things with a lowly spirit. You don't approach it all aggressive or pious or timid. You approach it one way, humble. That is the best way to approach, and then Allah can manifest everything in front of you. You can see what you got to do. But that's our whole objective. I don't know if they got the board ready, but I was still can't see anything, you know. So, yeah, we're still sharing the panel board with another program, and it's like blocking us out. So we can't offer anyone to call in to speak to us unless we're going to use one of our personal phones to call in on one of our personal phones. My phone is right now, you was designated for that, but mine, I'm the host speaker right as of right now. So what we look at, why don't we take a little PSA from James Bashir. So like,
okay.
Yes, that's what I would like. I like to read from the 10th Psalm, the Quran, Surah Yunus. In whatever business thou mayest be, in whatever. In whatever business thou mayest be, in whatever portion thou mayest be reciting from the Quran, and whatever deed ye mankind may be doing, we are witnesses thereof. When ye are deeply engrossed therein, nor is hidden from thy Lord so much as the weight of an atom on the earth or in heaven, and not the least and not the greatest of these things, but are recorded in a clear record. Behold, verily on the friends of Allah there is no fear, nor shall they grieve. Those who believe and constantly guard against evil, for them are glad tidings in the life of the present and in the hereafter. No change can there be in the words of Allah. This is indeed the supreme felicity. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. for an edition of the Halal in the Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self to build the mother community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Pan Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother James.
This is Brother Nate Muhammad.
Okay, assalamu alaikum, Brother Nate.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I was able to, whose number is this, 267?
This is my number, Nate Muhammad.
Okay, that's your number. Okay, I was able to log in, and then I was able to come into your studio right now and kind of like and bring myself into the voice. Yeah, so we're still working on it to see what's going on. We're thinking that brother, I wonder if brother Imam Wali is listening. Okay. I see a hand raised. I'm gonna bring this person in. I see a hand raised.
478.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Could 215 call back in? Let me see.
Did you hang up?
Yeah. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Nate. Assalamu alaikum. Is Brother Nate?
Yes, it is.
Okay, whose number was 215?
That was James Bashir.
That was James. James Bashir.
215-806.
Okay. Yeah, 806-5351. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where,
I
what
see.
Was that number again?
215-806-5351. No, 53, yeah, 51. Yeah, I feel like we're getting closer and closer to the solution. We think that Brother Imam Wali has his number programmed AM 360.
AM 360. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, yeah, the first numbers for AM 360 is exactly the first numbers to yours.
That's right.
The only thing changed from the two is PIN number. Your PIN number is different from the PIN number from AM 360, but that the first number that you call in, the host called in, is that 844-200-4449. That's AM 360, and it's also your PIN number, your host number, excuse me.
My host call-in
so
number?
Yeah, it's both the same.
844-200-4449.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really something.
Yeah.
That is really something.
Uh-huh.
So we have the
host,
same
host
call-in number.
Yeah, but if your host pin will come up, then it'll probably open it up. But for some reason, your host pin don't come up. It's almost like this is the only host pin number. You know, the one they got up
okay.
there.
Okay, I see. So that is the problem right there.
So we dial in the same first host call-in. That's what it's called, host call-in number.
Mm-hmm.
And then the PIN number for the host are different, but it won't bring the one you gave us in. Not to your board, anyway.
I see. Okay, well, we narrowed it down then. All praise be to Allah. We narrowed it down. We see the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, though, that's the same number. In other words, what's that number? Is that host call-in number?
That's the host call-in number, yes. 844-200-4449. That's the host call-in number. Both of them are the same, AM360 and yours.
Okay.
From that, it looks like you on AM360.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
The program comes out.
Yeah.
844,
mm-hmm.
okay.
44. Yes. 200-4449. Yes. That's exactly the same number for host call in. So you got the same host call in number.
Mm. Okay.
But your PIN seemed like it's supposed to open up something else.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Well, now I got something to fight with now. Yeah, I got something to fight with now. Well, all right then.
Yes,
okay, so let me. Okay, well, this is a miss. You know, this is a minor victory here. You know. We kind of like pinned it down to a particular problem. Yeah, I know. Make a lot of mistakes now. I know they did. Oh, yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah,
well, all right. Let me, okay. Yeah, okay, so let me email them, get on their case right now. And
all right.
Inshallah, we'll talk, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll holler at you when you're ready.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Black Star Alaikum. Nate Muhammad again. We'd like to thank you for your patience. And we're trying to iron out a little minor difficulty on the panel board today, and we seem to be making progress in that manner.
Big was a 40, little was a
20. $20. Are you still here, Brother Muhammad?
Oh, okay. I'm going to hang up. Big was a 40, little
was a 20. I'll have him go wild, sir.
Yeah. Are we clear to go? Do you hear me, James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hear me? Yeah, James, you hear me? All right, we're back from a little minor difficulty. Again, this is Nate Muhammad. Allow industry to do itself. We've just been ironing out more difficulties. We seem to be getting to the point, but still got a little ways to go. But as we were saying earlier, our people, our greatest challenge is our ability to come together as one, unite. That is the beginning of how we can correct our situation. We have to unite first. Everything we're going to have to do is going to be from a united standpoint of view because of how we migrated over here. We came over here together as a group. We suffered together as a group. We went through all the trials and tribulations. Decades, over 400 years, chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Not to beat you down. Now, if you're looking at it emotionally, yes, you probably think they want to beat you down. But if you're looking at it intelligently, from a spiritual standpoint, this is what Almighty God wanted. He putting us through all this. Not the white man, not the system, the systematic racism. That is something that we had to learn to tolerate. And at the same time, only how we going to deal with that, overcome that, is that we unite. We unite as one. Under the pretense of serving nobody but Almighty God alone. Nobody else. That's the only one you can bow down to. You don't have to bow down to nobody else. You definitely have to bow down to the God. But you have to respect everybody else. You have to be fair to them, like I said earlier. You have to be honest to them. It's not that I'm saying this. This is what God said, how we have to treat each other as a people. And again, create and establish a criteria that all of us can benefit from it. We already learned from our perspective. We learned how to do it. We learned how to treat each other. From the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us how to treat each other. He taught us how to love ourselves and love our people. But before you could have did any of that, you have to want to do it. You can't do nothing if you don't want to do it. I don't care what nobody says, you know. It's easy, it's best that you humble and submit to it, to work with it, than somebody forcing you to do it. Again, as I said, force, that leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Humble, when we do things together, we're so happy. You know, I had an illustration in my mind just a minute ago about, I don't know if you all had dogs and animals. And when you know, there's a communication gap with you, and they be trying to figure you out, and you try to figure them out. And then once you get to a point where something that they want, that you figure it out, they happy as heck. They jump all around, and, you know, like you be sitting up there, what we did? You know, all they is happy that you could communicate with them. That's all they want. And this is how, when we worked as one, this is how we deal with each other. We're so happy. I remember we had food co-ops. We go out selling Muhammad's feet with a group and all. And as we be successful, if we get one person, a fish as we call them back then, and they weren't willing to come to the temple with us and add that, we were thrilled because that's something that we accomplished. We earned that. And this is how we got to have that spirit as we move as a people, as we work as a people. We have to do this. You not want to do it. We have to do it. But it's best that you do it willingly. It's best. You get the best outcome out of it. And I'm not saying that we might not, we won't force anything, but we won't accept anybody forcing nothing on us. Let me clarify that. We can't force nothing on you, but you can't force nothing on us. There's no compulsion in the religion, and so we already know, and it's already embedded in our whole person, our approach, that we don't go to force nothing on them. We had opportunities around the community over the years. We couldn't force. We knew we was right, but you couldn't force your ideology on nobody. So what we doing? We doing it the way Allah say do it. Allah said, then he'll take you full circle, and then he shows you everything, what who did and how they did it and why they did it. So then now, when it comes back around, you done overpower them with their own approach. That's what's important. That is real important. And the best thing that we get out of all that is that we are being an example of doing what the law says, being an example, being a model. That's why we come back with the model community, to be an example. Can't be a model if you're not an example. Allah said he sends down, he creates leaders among you every couple years. He grooms somebody to be a leader. A leader is nothing but an example of one who's out front. And if we look at our situation with our people and all that, we're in bad shape because our leadership failed us. They didn't do what the law said, or they didn't do what God said. They did what they wanted to do. They could have been puppet leaders. They could have been just outright selfish. Nevertheless, the people, they failed the people. The people was in bad shape. Right now with the community among our people, it looked like we're at our worst state, the lowest that we can go. Thing we can go now is upward. Can't go no further backwards unless you're going to fall off the earth. We have to strive. Here we come back with the strive. I was reading a book last night about history in a prison here in Philadelphia. And the main thing the brother was saying is that we had to strive. Everything was the language of striving. And I remember the language from striving back then. All we doing is striving. What were we striving to? Where are we going? I realized we're heading towards to be halal. That was our destination. Didn't understand it, didn't know it back then, but I know it now. Our destination is being halal. Not no dietary halal. We being halal as a human being, the way Allah has prescribed. That is our whole objective, even in life. I look at the bears. They have all the bears out in the news all the time, all the day. You know, and the bear. What is all the bear is? He looking to eat. That's all he's looking to do. Eat as much as he can, because he know there's going to be a time where he got to sleep. He's going to sleep. And then once he wake up, it starts right back over. Eat. Get as much as he can eat. He that's why he had the most sensitive nose, that he can sniff out some food. You know, the bear, he just comes in. If he got to get aggressive, he'll get aggressive because he needs his food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm just looking at the bear. Bear just want to eat. He don't care. Once he get his food,
he go about his business.
Mm-hmm.
He go right in and go find his spot where he hibernate, and he goes in. That's why you learn that that's the nature of the bear. And he eat anything just to feed himself. But that's how we get to learn our nature of ourselves. We here to serve Almighty God. That's our nature. We go through from a baby all the way to, we come into life as a baby, we leave either as an adolescent, young adult, or what we return right back to Allah. But what did we do through our lifetime? Did we please God? Did we go to please God, or we went to please Shaitan? Because if you ain't pleasing God, you're pleasing Shaitan, whether we know it or not. And then it all starts right back over again with the next baby is born. How did man say that? What you say that God, if you don't do what he wants, he give it to another person? Hey. But he already created us for this situation here. You can go back and look at how we came about here. We've been created for this. This ain't nothing by, you know, how they used to say, yeah, y'all people of, who was that? Cain, somebody was Ham or Cain, or they was cursed by God. I said, y'all got you crazy. Where y'all get some stupid stuff like that for? But nobody can solve our problem but us. We can come with our own answer. We know our own answer. Our answer is in our situation. We just have to look at it. We never look at it, we'll never find it. And then we can continue to blame somebody else for our miseries instead of standing up and take your rightful place among your people, among our people, rather. I'll say that, among our people. But we still have to be an example for our people. That's why he tried to do a Zoom. Sure. And we still won't do it, but the whole purpose of the Zoom is sit down and try to construct a strategy, how we're going to go about to attract our people to, was that the AM conference or...
Mm-hmm.
Sister Martha, and she's still working on it. We still waiting on the next date to do the Zoom. And we're looking forward to doing the Zoom. Can't wait to sit down and start putting things on in order, put it on paper. Because whatever's on paper, it's going to go on. When we move on to our next level, a group and developed, and the paper's going to be still there. That's going to be a reminder of what we left. We look back at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Imam Wafi Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with them. Their legacy, it goes down in all of our hearts. They always with us because we're always reminding everybody about them. They're always going to be on our tongue because they're the one, as far as for with me, was instrumental in getting me on this path or directly pointing to me to the path, because it was up to me to accept it. You know, that's where Allah gave you the ability to make your own decision. But he put enough out there so you can understand, you can clarify. He sent again. Through who? Through examples, through models. That's who we send. We're nothing but an example to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we share our wealth. Our wealth is our experience. And when you and another thing that's great about it, he always prepare you for whatever situation he's going to throw you in or he's going to put you in. He always prepare you for it. Because you should have, would something happen? Why me? And somebody said, well, why not you? We prepared you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I can't argue with that. You know, I want to cry, but I can't. You know,
mm-hmm.
So this is the glorification. I get the thrill out of it. You understand? Because of, you understand it in there. You understand it more than you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he do that? By you looking in what he's saying. You have to look at it, bow down. You have to digest it. And once you see it, it's like part of you. I mean, I remember when I first learned about humble myself. I wrestled with that for so long until just one day I said, oh, come on, you know. And that was the best decision I made.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best, the first best is there witnessing the Allah is Akbar. Yeah, but that there, the humble and is I've been benefiting from it time every day since I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I wasn't afraid when I was going through. I knew the image that you project, and I knew what was out here in society. And society likes to take advantage of people that appear to be weak or undecided. And that's what I feared the most. But I got to the point, let's roll with it. And the greatest thing that came out of that, they can't touch you.
Yeah.
Why? Because the Lord's with you. It ain't, it's just, you're not, now I'm looking at it, I was by myself. It's just me. And I'm looking at it, I can be a little apprehensive. But Allah and myself couldn't touch it. And that's why I say that was the shield that he put up and you walked through it. So I said, man, I can't beat that with a stick. You know? This is why I say this is our time now. The changes that I see that we're going through, things are going to really change.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I do wait for we get the instruction from Allah.
Yeah.
I thought about the Prophet Muhammad, Salam was the war. And Omar kept pleading with the prophet to we got to fight. Can't do it yet. Can't do it yet. And until they got the proclamation, it's time to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing when the Prophet Muhammad, when he was coming, what was that, around Hajj time, when he coming back to march into Mecca,
mm-hmm.
and for, what, 2-3 times, they turned him away. They turned him away, and he calmly turned around and went back. We'll wait until I went. Allah said, that did tell me now, you got to wait till Allah takes
you.
You can't speed it up. You can't slow it down. This Allah has control of that. And we will be in obedience. What we learn in the nation was learn, hear and obey. And well, now it's being obedient.
Yeah.
Obedience to what Allah wants. We can't push it. We can't make it happen. We deal with this here program and the panel.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Allah's going, we're going to clear this thing up because I can see it. We're so close because we know what we're looking at. It ain't like, what you think we should do, Mr. Jones?
Mm-hmm.
How you think we... No, we're already figuring it out. Why? Because we have a mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mind to sit here and we can make our decision when we put our heads together, verify everything, each other information.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a solution out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is our time to come together as a body of people. African-American, descendants of slaves of America. This is our time. If we can sit down and establish a criteria to work as one.
Mm-hmm.
We have our direction. We have our instruction. It's a matter of doing it.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank everyone for listening with our little bit of problems, but we'll be solving that. And we'll be willing to address everything again with another edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, tomorrow, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. Assalamu alaikum.
Mm-hmm.